quite a year for you.
It has.
My first question is, tell us about your recent Most Influential Woman in Payments honor. That's a pretty cool deal.
It is.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. First of all, it's such an honor and privilege to be part of this, such a diverse and a group of leaders. And the best part is they're so successful in their own merit
from
across. Like, you got technologists, you got entrepreneurs, you got leaders, you got influencers. So it's just wonderful. And in all honesty, I didn't even expect the whole recognition piece. So it was like a really, oh my gosh, because women don't always go out and, you know, we're not good at probably tooting our horn or, you know, really putting out there and that. But in that, this type of a forum probably allows, if not anything, just a recognition and inspiration that women can be making an impact in technical fields, whether it's payments or innovation. So it's just such a wonderful, and
it's what you do, you know.
It's what you do.
That's
right.
The proof in the pudding, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, your results. That's why you get those things, and I just think that's really
I'm
cool.
Very
Congratulations.
Much honored and privileged. Thank you.
So, what are you guys announcing here at the GAC? You guys have a new logo.
We do.
It's on a lanyard around here somewhere.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Don't go away. Show it.
Well, my badge is back in there.
Right here, if you guys can see that, that's the new TMG logo. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What
thank
else
you.
Are you guys announcing?
Well, first of all, the logo is essentially showing the evolution of our brand and of our company with the growth, with the global expansion, with our Canadian channel that we expanded beyond US now, and we are serving the Canadian processing landscape, but more importantly, the cultural essence of who we are, who we have been. So it's a good way of bridging the gap of the past and as well as the future. I look at payment to be global. I look at payment to be expansive and interoperable. So it just essentially positions the identity and the staying power that we've been here in the business and we are not going anywhere, and we're going to continue to grow and expand our wings. And the three tenets are essentially, this role kind of shows about innovation and progressiveness and the technology. So it's just a great way of really introducing the evolution nature of our company.
Yeah, because it was, you know, the members group, and now you guys are paring it down to TMG, the acronym.
Correct. So if you look at it, we actually had two identity in the marketplace. The members group was from our origination in Iowa as serving the credit unions, primarily Iowa credit unions. But then over the course of our 20 years existing, we expanded nationally, and now we are moving towards global. We are also in the community banking space as well, in a small sort of a way.
Okay.
So it just kind of provides that, how can we leverage the scale as well as kind of bring in the technology and the innovation from all across the financial spectrum and make credit union movement be potent and more contemporary and relevant.
Yeah, relevant, the key word there, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, next question for you. You guys just released a white paper series on data strategies for credit unions. Can you provide a few details
on
this?
Exactly. Well, first of all, the white paper is on www.tmg.global.
Global.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
And
I like that.
And that, again, plays on to the global and the international expansion component of TMG with our Canadian expansion there. The white paper really connects the credit union leaders who are thinking about the big data and how, I mean, this is, as we all know, everybody, there's a lot of buzz, there's a lot of conversation, a lot of speculation. This is a realistic way of bridging the gap and connecting in a very thoughtful, intentional way around how you can move towards that world of leveraging the data to be more consumer-centric.
Big data 2.0.
Exactly.
Yep, yep.
So what it does is it really reflects on some of the work that we've been doing for about 2 years and the innovation that we will bring in the going from here onwards in the next years to come, starting with this year, a lot of products, a lot of efforts around how we connect the leveraging the data to really solve the most important question of growth, about payment strategies, the right loyalty, the offer, the right offer to the right person, and then how can we do that in an economical sort of a way, and we do a lot of the heavy lifting. So it's just a way of really helping our clients, credit union clients, to really understand the conversation better and kind of move in a thoughtful, intentional way.
Gotcha. Do you have any advice, Shazia, on how credit unions can keep up with all this technology? Because you guys are right in the thick of it. You're producing it, you're selling it,
yeah.
you're getting it out there and, yeah. and making life easier for credit unions and their members as well. What advice do you have for credit unions to keep up on the rapid pace?
Yeah, I think the first thing is understanding, scanning the environment we live in. And when I talk about scanning the environment, so let's scan the consumer segment we are serving today.
Mm-hmm.
Because credit union historically has been very fortunate to have a loyal a type of identity
yeah.
with their SEG affinity,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But as credit unions are expanding and competing head-to-head with bigger players, with global players, alternative providers like mm-hmm. the Lending Club and the Prosperous out of the world, you have to really see who are entering them. We got young generation, youth, mm-hmm. we got women entering, we got minority. These different segments of consumers coming in have different needs.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you stay true to your mission of people helping people mm-hmm. and come up with solution and and services? Because technology, end of the day, is a means to an end to solve a problem for the
Pretty
members,
much.
Right?
Yep.
And as a former credit union CEO, I can tell you, if you can keep your eyes on the end member
mm-hmm.
and kind of see what they're wanting and the future member who
yeah.
you want to,
then
look for your partners.
Right, right.
Don't settle for what you have. I mean, I say that all the time
yeah.
to my credit union client. If we are not keeping up and we are not meeting your need, put us to test. I mean,
yeah,
keep
let us know.
I mean, I hope that I'm doing that part well.
Don't let
and
you know.
Yet, I never take the trust and the loyalty of my clients for granted. And I think credit unions need to think in that way. Do not
yeah.
let your members' choice for granted either, because now they have option with technology.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the way to lean on CUSOs, leaning on the partner providers like TMG
mm-hmm.
And others like Co-op, and there's
yeah.
many of
yeah.
them out in the space
yeah.
that truly have the philosophy ingrained within their business model.
Mm-hmm.
How can we have this conversation more? And internally, I think credit unions can probably look at their staffing pool of
mm-hmm.
who is in the product side, service side, and maybe have an intentional type of a strategy to have them go and seek feedback, do some
definitely.
Research, and then share those with the different layers of the organization
yeah, good,
so
yeah.
that those ideas emerge, because corner office type of an innovation doesn't work.
Right.
It has to be a very inclusive, very open, a lot of fluid type of a
mm-hmm.
process.
That's where you get the main feedback, is the front
line. Magic happens when you take a stroll in the Magic Kingdom.
Exactly. I like that. All right. On that note,
yeah.
Let's do a wrap-up question here. How do you see 2016 shaping up for credit unions in regards to payments and digital technology, that type of stuff?
Well,
what
I think the digitization will continue to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We are obviously with the announcements of Apple Pay along with the Android Pay
mm-hmm.
and the Samsung Pay
mm-hmm.
and how it is already connecting. I think you will continue to see that playing out. So credit unions looking at their digital strategy in what way, anytime, anywhere
mm-hmm.
type of a ubiquitous experience
mm-hmm.
can be created will be important.
Yeah. Okay.
Offer loyalty okay. and how, again, to show the value real time to their consumers, very important. Obviously,
right.
compliance and the
goodness.
Regulatory burden
yeah.
certainly will not go away.
Mm, right.
So they really have to look at it from that point of view. How will that play out? Obviously, with the political, we are at government affairs convention, we got election year coming. How would the monetary and economic policy with from that sector will impact,
okay.
whether from a rising rate environment
yeah.
standpoint,
yeah.
as well as from different public policies that shape the financial industry. So there's
mm-hmm.
a lot going on. I think if we hear, again, I go back to that, if we can really stay true to our mission, listen to the end consumers
mm-hmm.
and our member,
mm-hmm.
and really form a very collaborative type of a synergistic type of a rapport ongoing with the partners
yeah.
and vendors such as those of us who service the credit union, I
mm-hmm.
think we are positioned well poised to really move forward, but it has to be a continuous dialogue.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool industry to be in because everyone shares so much information and
so much passion.
Yeah.
And sincerity
yeah.
of really being true to the best interest
Indeed.
Of the consumers.
Indeed.
Yes, absolutely.
Great message to end on. Shazia, thank you so much
absolutely.
For coming
thank
over.
You.
I appreciate it.
Thank
I know your
you.
Busy schedule, so you're very generous of you to come over
Wonderful.
And spend a few minutes
Wonderful.
With us. Thank
you.
Thank
you so much for having me.
You're welcome.